Why? What are you doing here?
Surprise.
You're supposed to be dead.
So my little ploy worked.
What little ploy are you talking about?
I took Brad Norton's body, stuck it in your car, and shoved it over a cliff.
You what? You deliberately pushed my car over the cliff? Oh, thank you very much. I'm going to have to report that. Why the hell would you do a thing like that?
So everybody would think I was dead. Now get moving.
Where to? Troy, what's going on?
Shut up!
Tell me something. Why'd you shoot Frank and Edith?
Shut up or you'll end up dead just like them.
Does Kessler's know what you're up to? There's no way they'd authorize you to do this.
Well, maybe you don't know Kessler's like I do. Now where's my money?
What money? Ow! You bloody madman! What was that for?
Answer the question!
I don't know anything about any money! Don't hit me!
I gave Frank $1 million in cash.
For Maori World.
Within a briefcase in that office. Don't tell me you don't know about it.
Oh, sure. Like Frank's gonna tell me.
You worked for him. And you were there last night when I left. I saw you.
I don't deny that, but I was kind of busy dealing with the two people you'd shot. Looking for money in a briefcase just didn't occur to me for some reason.
Shit. Must have been that nurse.
Janine?
Who else could have taken it? It wasn't there this morning.
I don't know. She was pretty busy. She left quite a mess behind you.
See, that's the difference between us, Thompson. You actually think these people matter.
Where the hell are you taking me, Troy?
Your favorite place. The cave.
No, I'm not going there. No way!
Fine. Have it your way. Now maybe you'll be a little bit more agreeable.
Hey, boy, we're not in a race.
Road's clear.
Just slow down.
Are you going to be staying with me, Auntie?
No, boy. I'll go stay on the Madai.
You'll be all alone.
All our ancestors will be there, too.
It's not the same. They won't make you breakfast.
Now he's making the joke.
Someone has to. You fellas are too serious.
If it'll make you feel better, you can bring me breakfast.
Why are you staying there?
You know my time is soon, so it's best I go home.
I know, Auntie. I just don't want you to be alone.
I know, boy. Don't you worry.
We're all worried, aren't we?
Hey, Tama. I need to go to the water. Can you drop me off at the beach?
How you doing, Frank?
Been better. Where's Philip?
Stretching his legs. So how's my hero?
What hero?
Oh, come on, I don't get many gunshot victims. Let me have a look. Lucky that bullet went right through.
Yeah, well, luck has nothing to do with it. It was Edith.
What do you mean?
She never could mind her own business. Always sticking her nose in and look where it got her.
Yeah, well, it could have been you.
Yeah, it should have been. She's the hero, not me.
Well, it's healing nicely.
Yeah, hurts like hell, though.
I can give you something for that.
You're a lifesaver.
No, that was Edith. I'm just the nurse. Now, hold still. Little prick coming now. There. Wasn't too bad, was it?
I'm not a four-year-old.
Sorry.
What is that stuff? Been having some weird dreams.
Just a little morphine.
What? Morphine? You stupid bugger. What are you doing to me?
Frank.
Get out. Get out of here. You have no idea what you've done. Get out!
Clayborn was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.